You're listening to Beer Here, a weekly podcast on WFMU.org.
And blog at beerhere.blogspot.com. This week we speak to two members of the band Travis Whitelaw and the Longhorns.
They're the ones who've done the theme song to our podcast.
Beer. And while these guys might have a bit of a narrow scope in their understanding and appreciation of beer, well, they're just two good old boys who like what they like, so let's hear what they have to say about some American beers matched up against some import beers. Welcome to this week's edition of Beer Here. Today we've got some special guests who hopefully will tell us a few things about American beer. So it seems to be what these guys know the most about.
Yeah.
Most importantly, they're musicians. In fact, Travis Whitelaw and
Kyle Luggett
of the Longhorns are here. They are the band that graciously does the Beer Here theme song, Beer.
Yeah.
Speaking of gracious, I was going to ask you about that chick.
We'll
talk.
So tell us a little bit about the band. How long have you guys been playing, and what's the band all about?
Well, hell, we play American music, country music, you know, the kind of music that you hear in hillbilly bars. I reckon y'all don't hear too much of it up here, do you?
Not too much, no.
I looked at your record collection. It's highly suspect.
Not very American.
I keep the good stuff hidden. I don't want anybody making off with, you know, my George Jones limited edition LPs.
All right, well, that sounds good. Love me some George.
So George did a few songs about beer and drinking, so we should get to it. I guess the concept here is we've got four different beers. Three of them are American. We're going to match up against imported beers.
Oh,
and one of them is an American beer that we're going to match up against a foreign beer.
Well, hell, that battle's lost already, ain't it?
We haven't even started. All right, so we've got some giants of the brewing world and some beers that I've never even heard of. So let's start it off. We're going to match up Coors Light.
Yeah.
Yep. One of my favorites.
That's right.
Against the
Silver Bullet.
Against Gaspar from Belgium.
Excuse me?
Gaspar? The hell is that?
Hopefully it won't make you gasp.
Hopefully it won't give me gas.
Gaspar is an 8% hoppy beer. They say it's got at least 115 IBUs, which sounds pretty hoppy.
Excuse me? IBU?
That's some sort of highfalutin term, meaning it's going to make your tongue quite bitter. So, Coors Light, you know, I did a little research on their website, and they really don't say anything about the beer. They don't say how it's made or what's in it. Or they do say, though, that it's good cold, and the colder the better.
Oh, yeah.
What else? How other way can you do it?
What else you need to know? Two-stage cold activation.
It's got a little
Rocky Mountain spring water.
If you need a visual guide to tell you when your beer is cold, there's a thing called your hand that can probably...
Don't sass me, boy. You're talking here about some fern beer here. Listen, buddy.
All right. Well, let's match him up here.
All right.
Hey, man, it's a party. Man, it's a party. Oh,
dang.
Holy cow.
That reminds me of my last night in TJ.
What country do you say that beer's from?
Holy!
It's from Explosive Stand.
It's on the ceiling.
I think you might have taken offense at my preferring
them. Wow, I've been covered in beer before, but I never... Someone's private.
Jesus Christ.
Holy cow. Well,
all right. Well, the party's starting officially.
Business as usual.
Wow. Jesus, I've never even seen a homebrew do that. That seems...
That one hit the ceiling, folks.
Whoa.
Coors 1. Gas fart 0.
Yeah. I'm going to have to concede that.
Holy.
Wow.
That was one orgasmic beer, I'll tell you. If we want to taste it, we got to get a ladder.
Sorry.
There ain't much left in that bottle.
That is
beautiful. Oh, shit,
man.
I like this show.
We got it open, so I guess what's left of it might as well taste.
Oh, God.
Go on, Kyle. if you can stomach
it. There's nothing left.
Reduced to 0.004 ounce pours.
It's raining beer.
Do you want to do the
honors?
Hey, Thanks, Travis.
Yeah.
You know, I read that Coors was the first brewery to use the two-piece aluminum can.
That may be.
Yeah, they did a whole lot of historical first.
Yep, they've got the largest aluminum can plant in the world.
Hell.
Goddamn right. Biggest and the best.
All right, well...
Tell me if Gaspard has the biggest aluminum plant and can plant in the world.
Hell no.
Hell, they can't even make the damn beer open right.
Yeah, Gaspard, what little is left of it. It is bitter, I'll give it that. I can't tell you much more about it, because it didn't get much of a taste.
Well, how is it, Kyle?
I'll try a little bit.
I'd like that the Coors can has a vented wide mouth and a frost brew liner, so that's got to contribute something.
That's so you can get it into your gullet faster.
Now, this Gaspard is made where again?
That's from Belgium, a very small town in Belgium.
Where the hell's that?
You know what? It tastes like a horse's ass, frankly. Right? You agree, Travis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, the Coors doesn't really taste like anything to me.
It tastes like beer. What are you talking about? It tastes like a horse's ass. That's better than a beer that tastes like a horse's ass.
The Gaspard is pretty hoppy.
Man, I don't know about you, but I like a beer that I can see through, you know? Beer like that they have on race cars, you know, beer.
NASCAR beer, yeah, no.
Well, actually, Coors Light is the official beer of NASCAR and the NHL.
Goddamn right.
But Gaspard is, I don't know if they're sponsoring anything like that.
Sounds like the National Beer Communist.
I'll tell you what they're sponsoring. Socialist society. The downfall of America. That's
maybe it's a national beer horse racing.
All right. I think we can move on to the next beer and hope it doesn't blow up everywhere.